From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his second message in a series of studies dealing with the occurrences in John's Gospel where the Lord Jesus Christ asserted His deity by using that name which belongs to God alone, I Am. The text for this message is verse 35 of John chapter 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. The context of this passage finds Christ rebuking the crowd for following Him only for material satisfaction. They had just participated in the feeding of the 5,000, and Christ knew that they were not interested in spiritual things, but in filling their bellies. In stating His identity as the true bread from heaven, Christ emphasized mankind's real need, the salvation of men's souls. In addition, He was showing God's sole provision to meet that need. Furthermore, by telling the multitude that they must eat this true bread, Jesus was revealing that the only way to receive God's provision was by believing on Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's selection is called Deliverance from Dust and Chaff. The text is Amos chapter 9 and verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. The sifting process is going on still. Wherever we go, we are still being winnowed and sifted. In all countries, God's people are being tried, like as corn sifted in a sieve. Sometimes the devil holds the sieve and tosses us up and down at a great rate, with the earnest desire to get rid of us forever. Unbelief is not slow to agitate our heart and mind with its restless fears. The world lends a willing hand at the same process and shakes us to the right and to the left with great vigor. Worst of all, the church, so largely apostate as it is, comes in to give a more furious force to the sifting process. Well, well, let it go on. Thus is the chaff severed from the wheat. Thus is the wheat delivered from dust and chaff. And how great is the mercy which comes to us in the text. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All shall be preserved that is good, true, gracious. Not one of the least of believers shall be lost. Neither shall any believer lose anything worth calling a loss. We shall be so kept in the sifting that it shall be a real gain to us through Christ Jesus.
And come for
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
In every one of these great I Am statements, the Lord Jesus is emphasizing His deity. He is emphasizing that He is Jehovah. And in these statements, He explores the fullness of what He, the Son of God became and did to save his people from their sins. Now, looking at the text, specifically verse 35, I am the bread of life. What he's saying is, I am Jehovah. I am God incarnate, the only one who can give you true eternal life and satisfy your soul. That's the message. I want us to think this morning, therefore, very simply, of the life-giving, life-sustaining, and soul-satisfying Savior of sinners. For that's how Christ presents himself. And in doing so, he shows us four important truths. First, he reveals the real needs of men. Jesus is saying, don't be so much taken up with the needs of the body that you forget the needs of the soul. Don't be taken up so much with the lust of the flesh that you forget that you need to be delivered from it. Don't be so much taken up with indulging yourself that you damn your soul. The great need is to be saved from dying forever. So he shows the need. Second great thing that he shows is God's sole provision to meet that need. He says, I am the bread of life. And later he goes on to say that through this bread, those who eat of it will live forever. Now, you know, the Jews were very proud of Moses and proud of all he had done for them. They were especially proud of his law. And the Jews saw that law as their salvation. But look at what Jesus says in verse 32. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Let me just pay attention to the tense of the verbs. Moses has not given the bread out of heaven. That's what Jesus said. Moses has not given you the bread out of heaven. Not when he gave the manna, not when he gave the law, not when he set up the sacrificial system. All these all had their place in pointing forward, but these are not the true bread from heaven. Moses has not given you the bread from heaven. But my Father is giving you the true bread out of heaven, the present tense. Moses has not given it to you. There is no salvation in Moses. There is no salvation in the law. There is no salvation in the observance thereof. Moses has not given you the true bread. Oh, he has spoken of it. He has pointed forward to it. He has prepared the way for it. But now the time has come, and my Father is now giving you the true bread out of heaven. Now, this is linked in, obviously, with the reference to the manna. The Savior is telling them plainly that as the manna was God's provision for the needs of bodies that were dying in the wilderness, so I am his only provision for the needs of souls that without me must die. You'll notice the exclusiveness of the claim. I am the bread of life. According to your ecumenical apostates today, Jesus should have said very humbly, I am one of the loaves of the many loaves that God has provided. And you may find Buddha is a loaf and Muhammad's a loaf and somebody else is a loaf. But Jesus didn't say that. He says, I am the bread. There is no other. And you may be absolutely sure of it, that if he said, Moses has not given you the true bread, that we're not going beyond Scripture when we say Buddha hasn't given you the true bread. And Muhammad hasn't given you the true bread. And the Pope hasn't given you the true bread. Nor has any man who has developed any other way of salvation other than that which Jesus Christ sets forth. He says, I exclusively am the true bread. I am. That is the Lord in His own person. The Lord in His total person. The Lord in His humanity. But not only in His humanity. In His deity. In His deity, but not only in His deity, also in His humanity. The Lord from heaven manifested in human flesh, Jehovah incarnate. He says, I am that true bread, that unleavened, incorruptible, pure and holy, sinless bread. I am that true bread. And I meet the universal needs of man. I suppose every commentator who's ever looked at John 6 has made the point that Jesus chooses for this metaphor the word bread, the most fundamental form of food, the universal food. He's getting down to the deepest level of human need. And he's saying, I meet the deepest need. I meet the universal need. Wherever there is a hunger of soul, I meet that need. And to do it, I came down from heaven. There's obviously there the idea of His incarnation. There's the idea of His purpose in that incarnation. But merely coming was not enough. Verse 51. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. I think really the emphasis there is I who came down from heaven. I am the living bread. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, notice, which I will give for the life of the world. Coming was just in order to dying. Coming was in order to giving His flesh, His body, for the life of the world. That body which, as Peter says, in which He bore our sins on the tree. That sin-bearing, burden-bearing body. He came. He died. And this is the great truth of John 6. The Lord Jesus can give life because He died and conquered death. That's the truth that He's emphasizing. And that's why the gospel message must always be the message of Christ crucified. It's why we must never depart from the preaching of the cross in our preaching. We must never divorce anything in salvation or in sanctification or in service from the cross. That is absolutely central. You can never get away from it. You can never make too much of the cross work of Jesus Christ. It's the message of Christ crucified. Paul said, we preach Christ crucified. He preached it to the Jews. He preached it to the Gentiles. He preached it to sinners. He preached it to saints. He preached it for salvation. He preached it for service. He preached Christ crucified and presented some aspect of Christ crucified to every man, whatever his need, because that's the answer that God has given to the needs of men. Peter said, you were redeemed. With what? The precious blood of Christ. That's how you're redeemed. That's the message. So the need is to be saved from the second death. The provision to meet that need is Jesus Christ, described here as the bread of life. What he's saying is, I have brought, and I quote here some words, or almost quote some words of the great Scottish preacher Horatius Bonner. He says, I have brought the granary and the storehouse of heaven to you. I don't want to go into the technicalities here, but the reference to the coming of Christ, there is this important emphasis that He did come. That's past. God did give at the coming of Christ. There was a giving that's past. But there's a giving that is continuing. It's not that Christ keeps on coming in incarnation, but he keeps on being given. There is that constant giving, the perpetual supply, the never-failing fullness of Christ. What he's saying is, here's your need, and here's God's provision. The third great thing that he emphasizes is that there's only one way to receive that provision, and that is to eat. Notice verse 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof, or anyone may eat thereof. Wish all the hypers would read that verse. Anyone may eat thereof and not die. And then verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man or any one eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Verse 53. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. Verse 55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Now there's only one way to receive Christ, and that is, he says, by eating. Now this is where you've got to remember John Chrysostom's warning. This is not a carnal eating. This is not eating and drinking at the Lord's table. If that were so, then everybody who ate and drank at the Lord's table would be saved. They would take in Christ. That would be simple. But we're not talking about a carnal eating. These are pictorial definitions of a personal saving faith. And you find that made very clear if you go back to verse 35 and verse 37. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now later he says, you have to eat, you have to drink. He has already explained that. Eating is coming. Eating is believing. No less a theologian dealing with the controversy of the Lord's table. No less a theologian than Augustine of Hippo, the one whom many Roman Catholics have referred to as the great founder of their view of the church. Unfortunately, there's some truth in that. I'm not going into the historical theology of it, what he was developing, fighting a group called the Donatists, he developed a notion of the church that Rome has used to great effect. But no less a one than Augustine said, to eat is to believe is to eat. That's what it means to eat. To eat is not to take the sacrament. To eat is to take Christ by personal saving faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.